definitely human.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review Podcast. Podcast for the post-hojet... No. I can't do this.
We've literally just started.
I know. Sorry. I just can't do this anymore.
All right. Well, I knew this was a terrible idea. I'll be off then.
No. What? The post-hope thing. I'm done with it.
Okay.
There's two things, okay? The first one, like when we started doing this in like 2017 or 18 or whatever it was, mm-hmm. post-hope was kind of, you know, it's a bit edgy. You know, it's a bit edgy, oh, yeah. Because, yes. You know, everything was perfect, you know. There were no problems at all whatsoever.
Right. But so we were kind of being like rebels.
Yeah.
Because we were like, what if things weren't perfect?
Exactly. We were basically carrying the torch that Limp Bizkit once held, you know.
Sure.
Complaining about everything being perfect.
And you're a big fan of Limp Bizkit.
Still am.
You presumably can name one of their songs?
Yeah, Break Stuff. There you go.
I don't know whether that's a song or not.
got you. Oh, there you go.
You've called my bluff.
Yep, I'm the winner on that one. Proved that I know a Limp Bizkit song. But, you know, last few years, things have, you know, got real, as they said, mm-hmm. and some pretty bad stuff's happened. Queen dying, for one.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Pandemic as well, is in the newspapers.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah. Yep. I just feel like the post-hope thing now is just like, it's just not cool anymore.
Right.
A second reason is that in the first series of White Lotus, in episode one, the two teenage girls, one of them wears a t-shirt saying post-hope on it. And people might think that we have taken that and copied it and used it for the show.
Right.
But our use of it far predates that show. And for the avoidance of any idiots thinking that we copied them, I don't want to use it anymore. I'm also annoyed that we didn't get any money for it as well.
Yeah, I guess you don't get money if it's just a sort of a nod, which I assume is what it was, right? It's
like
a
to
nod.
To us.
A nod to us.
Yeah, definitely.
So those are your two reasons for derailing the show before we've even started. And before, I might add, I've had a chance to say my name.
I just felt I had to get it out there. I thought it'd be unfair for you to maintain this post-hope charade.
Right.
Also, I guess the third reason is that after the previous episode of the shortbread, you know, that was quite a transformational episode for me. Mm-hmm. And I've kind of come into this one with a new attitude and outlook on life.
Is this got something to do with the costume that you're wearing?
Yes, it has. Yeah. I'm so glad you noticed. Yeah, I wasn't sure
it's
if you would.
It's difficult not to.
Well, I feel like you've criticized me before in the past about my costumes being pretty samey. So I thought that maybe...
They've been the same costume every single time.
Samey and the same is not the same.
Sounds like we're both saming the same thing.
With slight differences, which make it not quite the same, even though it sounds the same.
Okay.
But
I feel like I'm going insane right now.
But yeah, so I'm dressed like this in my brown robes.
In robes. The thing is, I'm not sure if this isn't just another way of doing like a politician, but it's them in like a weird eyes wide shut kind of situation.
I mean, possibly Matt Hancock would wear something like this, one of his sex parties. I don't know.
So is that what you're dressed as? Someone from a sex cult?
No, it's not. No, God, no, David. This is a deep spiritual. This is not just a costume. This is a statement of my new outlook, my values.
Okay.
But I think first we just got to wrap up this hope thing. I think at the end of the last episode, I came out there with I felt like a weight had been lifted off my shoulder, partly because I'd taken my clothes off.
Yeah.
But with that, I felt like the post-hope thing was gone. That despair was gone.
Okay. Interesting.
I'm not quite hopeful, though.
Well,
I'm kind of like pre-hope. Like, I'm open to hoping.
So you don't have hope?
No, but I'm open to the possibility of having hope. I'm hope curious.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So 2023, hope curious?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. So I think this is now a show for the pre-hope generation.
Right. What are you really saying with this, though? It doesn't really feel like a particularly strong statement.
Pre-hope sounds good. It sounds like a thing, you know?
Sounds like a thing, but it also sounds kind of wishy-washy, like you're not ready to commit to anything. Like you were just saying things are bad.
Yeah.
But you're not offering any salve for the pain that this country is in.
I think there is strength in not committing.
Right.
I think there's strength in being just, you know, open. You know, some people say that's being on the fence. Some people say that's being a coward.
Yeah.
I would say it's more cowardly to close your heart and your mind and your spirit to possibilities, whereas I just keep them open to all possibilities, including hope.
So it's not a costume? This is just what you wear now?
I've kind of doubled it up as a costume, which is not something I used to do before with my old costume. Those are just for the show. This, I wear this day to day, but as we're recording now, I'm also using it as a costume.
So it kind of sounds like you're just doing the same thing you've always done, which is wear your normal clothes and then come up with a bullshit reasoning for it tied to some character that just happens to wear the same clothes that you normally wear.
I take issue with you calling it a bullshit reason. It's a solid reason, as you'll find out. But perhaps you want to introduce yourself first so people know who I'm talking to.
No, I think the moment's passed.
Okay. Well, should we introduce the biscuit then so that they know what we're here to review?
Yeah. Yeah. We review biscuits on this show. I don't know why you're having a go at me. You're the one that derailed this. What are the biscuits that we're doing this week?
So we are.
That's what I say.
We are reviewing.
You kind of annoyed me. We've only just started.
Okay.
From the last episode, I thought we were going to be on the same side. You know, I thought there was going to be a more collaborative experience. And maybe some old wounds would be healed. But straight away, episode two, I'm already annoyed.
I'm ready to collaborate. I'm open. I've just been fucking had 10 minutes saying how open to things I am. Okay?
Right, yeah.
Shut out, Jesus.
This week, we're reviewing Malvina's Cocoa.
Yeah, just to clarify, it's C-O-C-O, not C-O-C-O-A.
Yeah. I've never heard of this biscuit before.
No, I haven't either.
Well, how did it get here then?
This whole biscuit is a bit of a mystery, as we'll find out.
Okay.
But I actually went to Cuba and I got these from a bus station.
Okay.
In Santa Clara, and they were fantastically expensive. These might actually be the most expensive biscuits we've ever had on the show. I think they charged me €3.50 for them. But because I only had local currency, which no one wants, there's like a 30% premium. So it was close to like £4 something.
Wow.
Yeah. And they look like shit.
Yeah, they do not look like they are worth that amount.
Yeah. Speaking of looking like shit.
What?
I'm quite curious about your costume, David. Sort of like a leather-faced Buffalo Bill sort of thing.
No, try again. Weird thing to say.
Is it like something from like a John Carpenter film or something?
No, another horror reference. Curious, because there's nothing horrific about what I'm wearing.
Well, it's just kind of, it looks like something you might have dug up.
Well, I made it myself, which I don't usually do.
Mm.
In the last season, I would go to a costume hire, obviously. Mm-hmm. But then last episode, I had to improvise. Mm-hmm. And that was quite thrilling.
Yeah.
And it kind of made it more personal. That act of creating the costume for myself contributed to my self-discovery journey.
Oh.
Which I thought I'd finished, but actually it was the end of the beginning.
Okay.
And now I'm in the beginning of the next bit.
Okay.
The next stage.
Right, okay then.
Yeah.
So you thought like at the end of the last episode that you had done, that was the complete David Knight. Mm-hmm. There was no more improvement to be made.
Yeah.
Okay. But then you're like, no, actually, there's a lot more improvement.
There's more. Yeah. There's more to make of me.
Okay. Is this kind of like an Animorphs thing?
Animorphs, the children's book.
Yeah, series. Where children transform into animals.
No, I am an animal. I don't know why you couldn't just say, am I an animal? I don't know. Where's the animorph thing coming from?
I think it's just the way this thing you're wearing is put on. It's kind of all a little bit askew and not quite, it doesn't look quite right. If you're going to be an animal, I think like, you'd have a very coherent animal costume. But it all just looks a little bit off.
So you're saying I look like I'm in the sort of transitionary phase between human and animal.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
That wasn't my intention. Oh. I was going for the end phase of the animal, the animal itself. Mm-hmm. But it's nothing to do with animorphs. There's no transition of it. I'm a wolf.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I've made the costume myself.
Okay.
I've got the materials from various charity shops and, you know, just around the backs of other shops and stuff. And, you know, I've put it together.
Yeah.
And, so that's what I am. I'm a wolf.
Okay, I can kind of see it now. I can, like, see the snouts and the one ear that I don't know what's happened to the other ear, but the one ear is kind of looks like a wolf.
It must be a lighting problem. I think that it's kind of dim lighting in here. Maybe you couldn't see the costume properly. And also you've got bad eyes.
Those things combined. Well, okay. Well, cool. I think maybe it's the light. Now that I'm looking at you again, it's good costume.
Thank
so,
you.
From me to you, being open, having an open heart, open spirit, open mind. Well done, David. This is fantastic.
Thank you, David. I appreciate you appreciating me.
Cool. So, shall I tell you about my costume?
Please do.
Okay.
I'm all ears. Well, I'm one ear.
So I'm wearing these robes. It's just plain brown robes, very simple, very humble, because this is basically all I own now, and the leather sandals that I wear, and the goose down jacket that I left outside there.
Yeah.
And my iPhone 12 mini with 64 gigabytes of storage, but those things are basically my only possessions now.
Yeah. Okay.
And today, as part of the life I live now, but also kind of a nod to a guy who I've come to learn about and become a hero of mine. So yeah, I am Saint Joseph of Cupertino, born 1603, died 1663.
Okay.
Franciscan saint.
Right.
Because the Franciscans, very humble people, very simple lives, you know, just out there trying to help the world. And so I'm vibing with this guy.
So what's the connection?
With what?
Is he a big fan of biscuits or something?
It's interesting you ask what the connection is. That's a really good question.
Yeah.
A really good question.
Because there must be one, right? Because you're absolutely nothing like a Franciscan monk. So there must be some sort of conceptual reason for why you've picked this costume.
Well, the Malvinas cocoa, and it's cocoa because it's a coconut.
Yeah.
Like the coconut, I have the brown robes on the outside, but my very white skin on the inside.
And that's your reason?
Yep.
Okay, well, it's nice that even though this is a completely different kind of costume for you, the tenuous link is still there.
Yeah.
Which I think is something that feels appropriate.
Absolutely. But also, I think this guy is just someone quite inspiring as well. Would you like to hear more about his life?
I guess so.
Okay, great. So he was born in 1603 of hearty peasant stock, uneducated and with limited intellectual abilities.
Now I'm seeing the connection.
Yeah. Joseph desired with all his heart to become a friar. And after an unsuccessful attempt to join the Capuchin Franciscans, Joseph's uncle, family connections, convinced the community to give his nephew a chance. Joseph worked diligently at his studies for priesthood, but with little apparent success. However, when he faced his professors for the required examinations, he received the special grace of only being asked a few questions he could answer. So,
wow.
Basically the patron saint of fucking lucky breaks.
Yeah.
Yeah, patron saint of winging it, which I think I relate to.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Wow, that is definitely one way of looking at the grace of God, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, thank you, Jesus, for helping me pass my driving test by not making me parallel park. So yeah, should we get into these mysterious biscuits then?
Yeah, Malvinas.
Yeah, it's an interesting name. I didn't actually clock it when I first picked them up. They were just Cuba does not have a huge selection of consumer goods. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but I saw these and I thought, yeah, I'll pick those up. Mm-hmm. Maybe one day myself and my good friend David will eat these together in brotherhood and harmony. And then afterwards I was like, Malvinas, where have I heard that before? It's the Argentinian name for the Falkland Islands.
That explains my costume.
I thought you were a wolf.
Yeah. I'm the Falkland Islands wolf.
Oh, right. They had a wolf, did they?
Yeah, they have wolves.
Oh, they're multiple wolves.
Wolves are everywhere.
Oh, man. Right. Well, yeah, they live on the island. Yeah. Not like as pets, but just like live there.
Why did you think I was dressed as a wolf?
Well, I don't know. It was a little bit concerning. I didn't want to pry too much because I was a bit worried about what I would
Why
find.
Would you want to pry? The whole point of this is that we dress up and then we ask questions about the costumes and it's a whole thing. And, you know, that's how we generate content rather than having like an actual conversation between friends.
Oh, exactly. But sometimes you think, well, if I ask more questions, we're going to go quite deep into the rabbit hole and I don't know how deep I want to go.
Well, this is as deep as it gets. I picked it because there are wolves on the Falkland Islands, the Falkland Island wolves.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I thought I should dress as a wolf.
Oh, well, this is great. This makes much more sense.
Yeah. Also, you know, I'm kind of like a wolf.
You're kind of like a wolf in what way?
You know, I'm kind of like a lone wolf kind of guy. You know, I sort of look out for myself, and
right.
I don't need anyone else.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So okay, in that way, I'm kind of like a wolf.
Yeah, you reckon do the show on your own without anyone else?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Then.
Interesting.
I mean, I wouldn't do that because I know how much this means to you.
Oh, it's for my benefit.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, so these are called Malvinas. And when I was like, oh, that's the name for Falkland Islands, so I wonder what Malvinas means, like in Spanish. And through my kind of very poor understanding, I was like, Mal is usually bad. Vinas, is that could be vines or something, like bad vines? Was it bad for wine? I think it would be because it's very, very cold and wet.
Mm-hmm.
But no, just every search of Malvinas online just returns Falkland Island. So you can basically call these Falkland Island cookies or biscuits.
Yeah. And so that is what we shall do for the rest of the episode.
Yeah, these are Falkland Island biscuits.
How does your costume, apart from the coconut thing, which I assume is a joke, how does it relate to the Falkland Islands?
St. Joseph was from Spain.
Oh, okay.
Spain initially conquered, owned, possessed Argentina, and the Falkland Islands were off the coast of Argentina, which was initially Spanish, up until about 1833.
Yeah, that checks out.
Yeah. There you go. There's St. Joseph getting away with it again. All right, then. Well, should we get into reviewing the biscuit?
Have we done biscuits where they've been this mysterious before? We've done biscuits that we haven't had before.
Yeah.
But I feel like this is the first time we've embarked on reviewing a biscuit that I have just never seen anything like it.
Yeah, I would say this, you know, we have perhaps been a little bit parochial with our choices in the past. We definitely skewed towards the British Isles.
So it's a good job we're doing the Falklands now.
Which is part of the much diminished British Empire. Mm-hmm. So we're staying parochial. No, we're not though, because these are actually made by a Mexican company called Golden Foods, and they've named them Malvinas, which is the Argentinian name for the Falkland Islands. So this is kind of like an anti-British biscuit, actually.
Okay.
But yeah, very strange. I can't find out why they're called Malvinas. I did actually email the company as well, Golden Foods, which has a website which looks like it's kind of the most basic default WordPress theme that you get, which they then just did in this website for this whole company with all their biscuits on it. Would you like to know a bit about the company?
I'd love to.
Okay, so they're called Golden Foods, based in Mexico. I don't know why their biscuits are in Cuba. Again, they did not respond to my polite questions. And this background is, in 2004, a group of businessmen sensitive to the needs of the Mexican market decided to invest in a solution to the lack of healthy and nutritious food at low prices, thus founding the company Cereals and Pastas, with the mission of manufacturing and marketing modern, practical, fast-consuming, nutritious, and economical foods. So this is the invention of some sensitive businessmen. But yeah, it's a very mysterious biscuit. No idea why they've called it Malvinas. Malvinas just means Falkland Islands. So these are Falkland Islands cocoa biscuits, translated.
Okay, so should we talk about the packet?
It's got the blue packaging, which I've discussed many, many times, I find quite weird for confectionery. Blue is not a confectionery color. It's not a sweet color.
Yeah, but in this case, I think it kind of works because they're obviously going for tropical vibes, right? They've got this blue, but then they have these palm tree patterns on the packet. There is half a coconut, there's a picture of the biscuit.
Yeah.
The actual sort of font is quite sort of...
It's kind of like almost slapdash. Like someone's been like, I've had a few pina coladas, and I'm just going to write Malvinas on the side of a building.
It's got a relaxed, chill, tropical vibe.
Yeah. This could be the perfect biscuit for us. This could be the biscuit which aligns with our how we are. Relaxed.
Yeah.
Exotic.
Calm.
Sweet.
At peace with ourselves.
Yeah, just on an island, just watching the breeze. Watching the breeze and its effect on the palm trees,
okay.
If you let me finish.
That is how one would typically describe that visual phenomenon.
But there's not a huge amount of information. So it's all bilingual with Spanish and English. And then it's just ingredients and there's nothing else. There's nothing like have a Malvinas to brighten up your day, have a Malvinas to, you know, kick the Brits out or anything. It's just, that's it. It's almost like a juvenile form of, because I got these in Cuba, so maybe this is like their way of introducing them to capitalism. Like this is the kind of biscuits you can get. Okay. It hasn't got the polish of like an American, you know, it hasn't got the polish of Oreos.
Maybe it doesn't want to have the polish. Okay. Maybe it's going for, again, that kind of more relaxed vibe. It's like, here's some Malvinas cocoa. Enjoy.
Yeah, I think this is the kind of biscuit you want to eat when you've got some reggae on.
Yeah.
That could be key to it. This could be the first biscuit which because obviously we have... You know, the dunking thing, but maybe rather than dunking, maybe there's some other kind of additions to your eating experience you need to fully enjoy this.
You think you need to listen to music in order to enjoy a biscuit?
Possibly. I don't know where biscuit technology has gone. I've been off the scene for a few years. I don't know how far it's advanced.
Yeah, it's a good point. I mean, before the shortbread, it had been a while since I'd had biscuits or been in that world.
And things just move so quickly now, you know. When we were recording before, AI wasn't really a thing. And now we have a fully fledged AI host who is an equal member of this show.
Yeah, ChatGPT.
Yeah.
Does she know anything about Malvinas?
Malvinas biscuits, also known as Havana Malvinas or Havana cookies, are a type of sweet biscuit or cookie that originated in Argentina. The Malvinas biscuits are named after the Falklands Islands, which in Spanish are known as Isla Malvinas.
Okay. Well, I guess the Havana thing kind of checks out why I got them in Cuba, but I still don't get the Falkland Island thing. This is still a mystery to me, why someone has made these biscuits with that name. One thing I'm worried about, what if this is a plot?
Okay.
By the Argentinian version of the CIA.
Right.
Possibly targeting us.
Us.
To undermine morale among the British population ahead of a renewed invasion of the Falkland Islands.
Hang on. So you think these are deliberately bad to lower our morale?
Yeah, I think, these are going to be deliberately bad, possibly to the point that it kills us or at least incapacitates us. And then all the people who listen to this show in the UK will be very upset. And then when Argentina reinvades the Falkland Islands, they'll just be like, no, we're not up for the fight.
How's that pre-hope philosophy going for you?
But I hope that I am wrong and this is perhaps an olive branch.
Okay.
To say, hey, despite our differences, Malvinas, Falkland Islands, potato, potato, we all enjoy biscuits together.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
So it's either death or... some biscuits and just a nice time.
And that is a chance I'm willing to take.
Okay, let's do it. One more thing. I don't like the packaging. It's very crinkly foil.
Yeah, it's a loud packet.
Whoa, fucking hell. Give that a smell.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, if they have just filled this with, you know, I don't know, cyanide or something, then we are dead, my friend.
Wow.
So I got a big nostril full of that.
Is this our smelliest biscuit?
Yeah, I don't think anything comes close to that. Not that I can recall anyway. Wow. incredibly strong smell, incredibly sweet smell. I also say I think a lot of these biscuits can be pretty mangled because, yeah, I had to get them all the way back from Cuba.
Well, again, you know, so much of this show is about tradition. Mm-hmm. You bringing me broken biscuits just feels right somehow. So, I mean, we've got to talk about the shape.
Yeah. So it's a flower?
Is it?
I don't know. Why is it a flower? The coconut flower? I don't understand. Why is there a hole in the middle?
It's so mysterious.
It doesn't make any sense. On the packet is, yeah, a picture of half a coconut and then this flower biscuit.
Yeah, okay, so it looks like it has six petals.
Yeah.
It's circular and it has six petals. It looks like a little flower.
Yeah.
And the hole in the middle makes it look even more like a flower, right?
Yeah. It also looks a bit like my dog's butthole.
Great.
Yeah.
What's wrong with your dog?
Possibly another psyop by the Argentinian CIA.
Really, you're just going with that one, are you?
Yeah, I just want to say, like, I'm just looking at the biscuit, and there's a big crystal of something here.
Okay.
I don't know whether it's sugar or salt, possibly fentanyl, I don't know. But wow, like, I can see it. Maybe plastic, maybe it's just plastic.
Where did you say you got these again? A bus stop?
A bus station. In Santa Clara in Cuba.
And you bought these from a shop, they weren't given
to
you.
Yeah, for a lot of money as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
It smells so much. It's not a particularly nice
smell.
Can
you just have a look at this? Like, just on this corner here.
Okay.
Like, what do you think it is? Before I eat it, because I will eat it.
It doesn't look normal, does it?
I'm going to eat the particle.
I don't think you should. Why have you removed the particle from the biscuit and now you're going to eat the particle?
Because I need to test whether it's salt, sugar, or possibly poison.
I guess it could be a like somehow a big lump of sugar.
So have a look at the ingredients. One problem with the ingredients, I can't read Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really know what's in these biscuits.
Shall we take a quick break for you to learn and then come back? Or you just want to wing it?
Let's just wing it.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure it's regular. Yeah, you know, there's some like numbers and some weird abbreviations. So usual bad stuff. Okay, I'm gonna try the particle first.
Okay.
It crunches.
That's too big. Particles shouldn't be that big.
I think it's maybe a bit like coconut flavoring or something.
Okay.
Okay.
So it's some kind of chemical compound.
Yeah. I don't think I'm dying. Wait. Oh, wait. Wait. Oh. No, I think I'm okay. Yeah. Okay, well, do you want to try it?
Not really.
Yeah, this is the first biscuit where I'm a little bit scared.
Yeah. Well, I'm not scared because I'm a wolf and wolves are really courageous.
Okay.
So I'm not scared at all. I'm looking forward to the challenge.
Okay, good. Well, I'm sure the grace of God will also protect me from any poisons in this as well. Strong artificial flavor.
Yeah, it tastes like a factory. It's very coconutty, but like the artificial flavoring
of
coconuts, right? But what helps is, and I know we're not supposed to talk about it yet, the texture.
Whoa, what's going on?
I'm just saying, if we're going to do dunkability along with texture, mm-hmm. then we should be able to talk about how taste is affected by texture.
I mean, God, honestly, we're struggling for content on this episode as it is. Don't make it any shorter.
Yeah, okay. I take your point. Well, I'll just say that I think the fact that it is crunchy makes it taste either better or not as bad. I haven't decided yet.
Yeah, it's quite a lot of aftertaste.
And it's kind of got that malted milk problem of kind of getting stuck to the inside of your mouth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the aftertaste is so strong. It's interesting. The problem with the shortbread was that it outstayed its welcome because the texture remained after the taste had left.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, both texture and taste remain and you're trying to like kick it out the door, basically.
Yeah, I can feel it rotting away my teeth
as
we speak. Again, possibly that was the objective of the Argentinian CIA. Mm-hmm. Can't say for sure. I don't know. Golden Foods did not respond to my email, so I don't know whether this is their objective.
You're just asking questions.
Exactly. Very sweet, though. Very sweet.
It's like they've made the biscuit, they've constructed the biscuit, and then they've added the flavor afterwards and just kind of sprayed it on or something.
Yeah, I've... In the company very cunningly and very deceptively actually put the ingredients in English on the other side. So I've just found those. So they tried to outsmart me, but they did not consider that they were dealing with a wily wolf and a wily Franciscan monk.
Yeah.
Ingredients, wheat flour, fine. Sugar, okay, cool. Oleum palm oil. High fructose corn syrup. Hello, old friend. Egg substitute, coconut artificial flavor, no shit. And FD&C yellow 6. I'm amazed they put like a coloring in it, because the color is not appealing as it is. It's a very kind of washed out brown.
It kind of feels more like they were just hoping to get more taste from the coloring.
Yeah. Add a bit more artificiality. Yeah. They're like, people, they might mistake these for home baked biscuits. No chance. Let's just stick in some yellow coloring.
Yeah, they do have a kind of yellow aftertaste, actually.
Yeah, I can taste yellow. I'm not enjoying the aftertaste. It's too much. It's too fake. It's too artificial.
Yeah, it tastes unpleasant at this point.
Mm.
And it didn't taste that pleasant initially.
Mm.
So, yeah, all in all, just a pretty rough ride.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not feeling like I'm relaxing on a beach.
No. Well, if I was, I think I'd be a bit like, oh, God, I think maybe it's time to go off the beach. Maybe it's time to get in the car and go home.
Yeah.
I've had enough of this. Yeah, I'm not having the laid-back good vibes. Wait a minute. I think maybe perhaps we have not been fair to the biscuit, and we haven't done it the way it is meant to be done.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. Right.
Right. Okay.
Yep, this changes everything.
Okay. Try another one.
Why am I trying it?
Well, I'm just offering it to you first. This is...
Okay.
The generosity of me, a Franciscan.
Sure.
Yeah, okay. Jesus. Big breath, geez. I think it's actually worse,
yeah,
in a way.
Worse.
Yeah,
worse.
Somehow that's worse.
I think partly because it felt like we were trying too hard. That was, mm-hmm. that was one element of it. Mm-hmm. And also, I was guarded.
Yeah.
Going in for the second, I kind of knew what to expect.
Yeah. Also, I feel like the free spirit ideals of Bob Marley juxtaposed with this horrible artificial biscuit made by some sensitive businessmen, supposedly, is just a sick joke.
Right.
Eating on our terms, I would give it a 2 out of 5.
2.
Eating it on its terms and listening to reggae as well, I'd give it -2.
Well, you can't do minuses, so I guess we'll have to take your 2.
Right, okay, fine.
I just give me a moment. I need to talk to my inner wolf. Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. The thing about wolves is it goes against your nature to eat spoiled food, doesn't it?
Because yeah.
that way sickness and death lies.
Yeah.
So I think I cannot eat any more of that for my safety.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an instinct.
It's like an instinct telling you away, stay away.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
They should have painted this biscuit like yellow and black or red or something.
Yeah, I mean, well, the packaging is yellow and blue, right?
Yeah, that's also one of nature's danger signs, yellow and blue. So that's why you go to the beach and you see the yellow of the sand and the blue of the sea and you know to stay away from the beach.
Exactly, yeah.
Stay away. Yeah. It's danger.
I'm going to give it a 1.5.
Ah, the coward score, the half mark. I like it.
Yeah. It's not cowardly, actually. It's very tough and cool to do that,
okay.
Like I am.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not afraid of the biscuit.
Mm-hmm.
If I was afraid, I would give it a 1.
Right, okay. So this is kind of you showing that the biscuit hasn't dominated you.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
I've dominated the biscuit.
Yeah?
That half point is a pity half point.
Okay. Yeah, this is kind of challenging because... you know, obviously I'm going through this sort of spiritual change at the moment, and
I really haven't mentioned.
Have I not mentioned it?
No, that was a joke. You've mentioned it a lot.
Right, okay.
You've talked about it. Was that?
I'm just laughing at the joke.
Oh, okay. No, you've talked about it a lot, but you haven't really shown it at all in any meaningful way.
Well, that's why now I'm saying, okay, we've judged it on this first round, but I am hopeful.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not hopeful.
Wait, what?
I'm open to being hopeful.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That in the next round, it's gonna come back stronger.
Okay.
Okay, so we've done the taste. Scored incredibly poorly. Next up is texture and dunkability. But first, some background on not the biscuit.
Okay.
But the Falklands Islands. Because there is, like, the paragraph I read about the sensitive Mexican businessman earlier on, that was the... only bit of history or background on this company. I am increasingly of the view that Golden Foods and these biscuits are some kind of Argentinian CIA psyop or something.
And that's not your colonial bias?
No, God no. That's just putting the facts together as I see them as a British person with these Malvinas cocoa biscuits.
And that's what facts are, information as you see it that you just put together.
Yeah, information from your perspective, which then fits the
your
hypothesis that you have.
Yeah, you got you. Right.
You know, and that's truth. As I said, so searching Malvinas only brings up Falkland Islands. Malvinas does not mean anything else in Spanish.
So you think by talking about the Falkland Islands, we're going to get some kind of insight on these biscuits?
No, this is called padding, okay? We're going to run incredibly short if I don't put this in, okay?
Say no more.
Yeah.
Well, do say more. Say a lot more.
So first of all, the Malvinas thing. So the term is almost entirely restricted to those who support Argentina's position in the Falkland Islands sovereignty dispute. Residents of the islands often consider it offensive. But we go back a bit further in history. So the Spanish name is Isla Malvinas. The term was a transliteration, I've not heard that word before, of the name given to the islands in 1764 by Louis Antoine de Bougainville. He named the islands Ile Malouine after the Breton mariners and fishermen from St. Malo. So Malo Malvinas, so named after some fishermen from France.
Okay.
Who were the first known human inhabitants of the island.
But not wolf inhabitants.
But no. So maybe they should be called Wolf Island.
I think that would be better.
That would be a good deterrent for crime. If you steal, you get sent to Wolf Island.
Yeah.
If you don't have a TV license, Wolf Island.
The only problem there is I don't think these wolves are man-eaters.
Okay, so they're not like sort of like aggressive, scary wolves then.
Well, I mean, depends what your definition of... I mean, do you think I look aggressive and scary?
Well, I did before because you were telling me you're a lone wolf. Yeah. And you
Which
had...
I am, I'm a lone wolf.
Yeah, but now I'm like...
Grr.
Okay, lone wolf. Okay, he's going to have a level of aggression, a level of anger probably, rage even. But now I'm like, well, why? Why can't a lone wolf just be, you know, friendly and chill?
Yeah, I guess theoretically they could be.
Yeah.
That's up to you to take a chance.
Well, with the wolf to find out whether
it's... Exactly, yeah.
Okay, so I'm the one who's got to take a chance to find out whether you're a friendly wolf or an aggressive wolf.
It's not my job.
Yeah, high stakes. But the problem is it's high stakes, but how high is the reward?
Well, I mean, again, that's something that you'll have to discover for yourself. Part of the thing about being a wolf is that I don't really care about like what other people think of me.
Mm.
That plays into it. So yes, maybe I'm really friendly, but you're not going to know that unless you get to know me. Because the thing about me is I am loyal to my friends, but I am not.
I'm not loyal to people I don't like.
Yeah.
And so watch out, buddy.
But I am. Oh, you better watch your step. If you get on the wrong side of me, You're in trouble there, mister.
What's the consequences?
Well, you may well ask. You may well ask. Well, I'm not going to, I'm not going to give away. Well, and there it is.
Okay, well, you clearly have a clear idea in your mind of what a lone wolf is.
Yep.
I'm, again, as part of being open, I have no idea. So I think perhaps ChatGPT, maybe she can... share some light on it. She's pretty smart.
Okay,
so ChatGPT, lone wolves, they're the aggressive ones?
Lone wolves are typically not more aggressive than other wolves that live in packs. In fact, some studies have suggested that lone wolves may be less aggressive than wolves that live in groups, as they are less likely to compete with other wolves for resources.
So you're kind of like a diminished wolf?
Well, I mean, what does ChatGPT know about wolves, though? Has she ever spent a night in the wild?
As an artificial intelligence language model, I do not have a physical presence and cannot go out in the wild or experience anything directly.
Okay. Well, thank you for that contribution.
Thanks, ChatGPT.
Yeah, valuable. Honest.
Honest, but misinformed, I think.
About the wolves?
About the wolves, yeah. I mean, I don't think...
She kind of has access to, like, all the knowledge.
Like, what is that? What knowledge is that? You know, like, stuff on the internet.
I suppose in nature, there is always the possibility of outliers.
Well...
So are you kind of like a lone wolf among lone wolves?
I am the lonest wolf, yeah. If that's what you're getting at, I'm definitely the lonest wolf.
Okay, and this is a benefit? This is that's a positive?
Because
okay.
It means I play by my own rules.
Well, obviously, there's no one else to complain.
Well, that sounds like we're saying the same thing.
Okay.
And you know, ChatGPT, you know, she's got a lot of knowledge, but, you know, that's all book knowledge. She's reading books.
She ain't got street knowledge.
I've got... Yeah, I've got wolf street knowledge.
Yeah, the street knowledge of the lonest wolf.
I've got the street knowledge of the lonest wolf. But, you know, I think we're getting sidetracked here. You know, we're not here to talk about
sorry,
wolves.
Yeah.
We're here to talk about biscuits.
No, it's actually, sorry, we're here to talk about the Falkland Islands. So carrying on. So St. Malo, the fisherman, John Strong name,
yep.
An Englishman, had previously named the islands the Falklands for his patron, the 5th Viscount Falkland.
Is it Scottish?
Maybe. That's Falkirk. Maybe there's a Falkland as well.
Sort of Scottish.
Yeah. But anyway, let me continue, because the sovereignty of the Falkland Islands is obviously a key point here. And I think some of you will want to know more about. So France was the first country to establish a permanent settlement in the Falkland Islands. And the foundation of Port St. Louis on East Falkland by French explorer Louis-Antoine de Bougainville in 1764. March 2013, the Falkland Islanders voted overwhelmingly in a referendum for the territory to remain British. Argentina dismissed the referendum. The British government urged Argentina and other countries to respect the islanders' wishes. And that largely brings us up to the present day.
Great. Yeah, that was fascinating.
Any questions?
No.
No?
Nope.
You sure?
That's everything I ever wanted to know about the Falklands.
I guess you can always listen to this back as well if you forget anything.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's good that we've got that resource now.
Cool.
So it does seem like these being called Malvinas, bit provocative, right?
I think that can be the only conclusion.
So you think that they're trying to reignite something, perhaps?
Possibly. Maybe it's planting a flag in the biscuit world, you know? Maybe the owners of McVitie's need to hit back with some, like, Falkland Island biscuits.
Mm.
Maybe this is how the next Falkland Wars start.
But surely there's not still tension there, you know, over the Falklands. That's all settled, isn't it?
Well, yeah, there was a referendum. I mean, did you not listen to what I was saying about the
Yeah.
I mean, it went into quite a lot of depth there. Yes, it's a complicated issue.
That's
so
right,
I think
it is a complicated issue.
If you listen, anyone listen to that would come to the conclusion that there is still tension there.
Right.
Yeah?
I suppose... I personally live outside of politics.
Right, okay.
Because I'm more about nature.
Right, okay, because the lonest wolf thing.
The world of others isn't my world. Okay. I sit on the outside. I walk my own path.
You like feral?
Not feral, because that doesn't sound good. But not tame.
Not tame.
I'm not tame.
No, I'm not tame, yeah.
I'm not domesticated.
Okay.
You know, I'm my own... Man,
like you wild?
Yeah, wild.
Like
wild.
Unhinged?
Not unhinged, no. I feel like you're purposefully choosing words that paint me in a poor light.
Okay, I'm just trying to get... There's just so many different ways the whole lone wolf thing could go, and, you know...
Well, I mean, that's another thing. I don't really need to explain myself to you, so...
Oh, yeah, okay, that's fair. Yeah, I can't really argue with that.
Yeah.
So should we test the texture and dunkability?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because I know that you're keen to eat some more of these anti-British confectionery snacks.
Cool.
Okay.
I tell you what, Thatcher is spinning in her grave.
Fucking, yeah, you could stick a, like, rubber band around her and power, like, an engine or something. Okay.
You're not dunking it?
I'm doing texture.
Oh, right, okay.
It's just kind of like, it's not quite crumbly and not quite powdery.
I quite enjoy the initial crunch.
Yeah.
It very quickly falls apart.
Yeah, it gives you a good crunch, but then what follows is just, like... It's like immediately crumbs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thick dust. So yeah, not great. But let's see what dunking does to it. I'm going for a solid like 2 second dunk there. Oh God, that's so much worse.
Oh.
That's almost inedible. Fucking hell. This is the reason no one's ever written a song called Tea and Coconuts, because they go fucking terribly together.
Yeah.
That is horrible. And I know that this is meant to be about texture, but I have to comment how bad that taste is.
Yeah.
Can I downgrade my taste?
No.
Oh
boy. Tea is not compatible with Malvinas.
No, what do you think? We should have like coffee or something.
But is coffee any more compatible?
No, probably not.
You just really want a coffee.
No, I don't want a coffee because I'm not gonna bend to the will of the Malvinas, okay?
Okay.
All right? It's Great Britain. We drink bloody tea, all right?
Okay.
With our biscuits.
Right.
Okay, and we call it the Falkland Islands, all right?
So what? Talk us through your costume again. You're
St. Joseph.
An angry nationalist.
There's no record of that in St. Joseph of Cupertino's biography. And I'm not sorry, that was... sometimes you get some echoes from the past, you know, the actions of the past reverberate through our lives and our history. So I think that's all that was, because just open heart, open spirit. But I'm not open to having these ever again if I can avoid it.
Strong agree there.
Okay, can you score it?
That is a one.
It's a one for me as well. That was just terrible. There's not a single redeeming thing about it.
That was truly bad.
The texture's pretty bad in its own. Like, there's that initial crunch, but come on, I'm not going to give someone fucking point for having a crunch or a biscuit. And then it's just like dust and it's not very nice. And then you put it in tea and it is disgusting. It is unedible.
It tastes like someone has put it in their mouth, kept it there, and then given it to you. It's already been incubated in someone else's mouth.
Yeah, it's awful. If this is the best that Golden Foods can do with their range of war-themed biscuits, then it's a resounding defeat. So before we get on to the final section of biscuitness, we'll do sort of reviews.
Okay.
Or at least we would, except there is nothing on these biscuits. There is not a single fucking review. These don't exist on Amazon. Everything exists on Amazon. No reviews of them anywhere. Almost zero social media presence, except for at the home of misinformation, facebook.com.
Okay.
They have like a page for Golden Foods, the company, and then they just like post about their biscuits, but they don't really get much engagement either. So I wonder who's actually eating these biscuits. Because if previous installments of the show have told us anything, is that you can put the most inane shit about biscuits on Facebook and there'll be 20 people saying, "Ooh, my favorite Bickies. This reminds me of when I was a child. They don't taste that good anymore, though."
Yeah, since they've changed the ingredients.
Yeah, not allowed to call them penguin bars anymore. So yeah, this kind of just is playing more into the possibility that this is like some kind of Argentinian CIA front for something or other.
It's nice how confident you are each time you say that.
I'd feel more confident if I looked up what Argentina's, like, you know, secret service was actually called, instead of just calling them the Argentinian CIA. They probably wouldn't like that.
No, they would definitely not like that.
Yeah, probably can't go to Argentina after this.
No.
Well, there's that missionary work off my list.
Is that what you do, sort of missionary?
Yeah, as a monk. Yeah, I mean, I haven't yet, but I will do.
Right. Because I suppose another thing about being a Franciscan monk is you help the needy. It's not just
I'm needy.
No, the monks help the needy. It's not just about the talk, is it? It's also about walking the walk. It's about going out there and helping those less fortunate than yourself.
What?
Yeah.
No, like, you know, I think you misunderstood. So I was needy and the monks took me, or they didn't take me in.
wait, what?
Well, I went there and...
You went there? Yeah.
Yeah, I went to the monk house and and they said I couldn't come in because...
They turned you away?
Well, they said, you know, do you need a shower or something? And like a hot meal. I was like, no, why are you asking me that?
Right.
So I explained that I lost my shoes running across the dual carriageway and also I couldn't go back and get them, okay?
Right.
So that's why I didn't have any shoes on, but I was fine for a hot meal. I took it, but, you know, I didn't need it. The shower was welcome, though. But and they said that they didn't think I was serious as a monk and they said that I didn't know anything about the Bible or God and they quizzed me. And yeah, admittedly, I didn't know that much, but I told them I'm open to learn. I'm like you guys. I've got an open heart and an open mind and open spirit.
So they sort of had a look at your qualifications.
Yeah, they made me take a God test and they didn't do so well in it. But I told them, like St. Joseph of Cupertino, I'm not intellectually gifted. No matter how hard I try, I do not do well academically. But I said, if you give me a chance, you'll see. You'll see that Jesus is gonna, you know, pull some strings.
You said that to them. You said you just watched. Jesus has my back. You basically promised them proof.
Yeah, but they lacked faith,
right?
Because they told me that they asked me to leave.
They asked you to leave. Wow.
So sorry, where were we?
You were about to tell me what kind of questions they asked on the God test.
Oh yeah, we didn't get to the God test because they said it was ridiculous what I was suggesting would happen.
It was your idea to do the God test. No, you were saying ask me anything.
They said like we don't think that you're serious. We don't think that you're really a Christian or anything. And I said, give me the God test then.
Right.
Like one of them went to the phone. And I know I heard him say hello police.
I mean, to be fair, he might have just been calling to find out what your number was.
Yeah, I mean that's true. I didn't hear the rest of it because by that point I was saying quite loudly that Jesus would sort this out for me, and no matter what they asked me, I'd be able to answer it, even though I hadn't read the Bible.
Well, because I guess you don't need to if you can just get it from, you know.
Well, I think like St. Joseph, I don't think Jesus actually told him the answers. He just,
right.
He knew that St. Joseph only remembered like the first page, so made sure like, you know, all the questions were, you know, how do you spell God?
Yeah.
And he managed to get 2 out of 3 on that, and that was enough to get through, you know.
So
I'm kind of like a lone wolf in a way, I guess, as well.
No, I don't think so. There's only one lone wolf, and that's me, so.
Right. So anyway, back to Facebook.
Yeah.
So all I can see on this clearly fake Facebook page, it just these posts about Malvinas and their other biscuits. So they have one, it says, a flavor that goes with you, with a coconut emoji.
Yeah.
It does.
It does. In some ways, it refuses to leave.
Exactly. I wish it wouldn't. I wish it wouldn't come with me.
Yeah.
It also says, fill your day with a Malvinas cocoa, a tropical flavor that will make you reconnect with the moment. Which moment?
I suppose the moment of eating the biscuit. You spend your time trying to forget the moment you've had with the biscuit, but it just will not go.
Yeah, it kind of forces you back into the moment and holds you there.
You're just reliving it over and over again.
Yeah. I mean, it's accurate. You can say that for them.
Yeah.
You know? Another one, Friday, and mentally we are like this, and then a palm tree emoji.
Okay.
Just like... stationary, just not moving.
Yeah,
I guess so. Maybe sometimes on a Friday you feel like that. I'm not sure what it's got to do with biscuits. I guess it's that relatable Facebook content.
I suppose we've all had Fridays like that where we just sit and stare at the wall and do nothing.
Maybe that's a phrase in like Mexico. Like, oh god, I feel like such a tree today.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah,
and we wouldn't know, and we're showing our ignorance here.
Exactly. Yeah, so anyone from Mexico, call 911 or your local information service, get our number, let us know.
Yeah,
is that a phrase? I feel like a tree. Another one, let yourself be transported with the flavors of our Malvinas cookies. Delicious vanilla flavor in our Malvinas and a touch of the tropics with Malvinas cocoa.
Oh, I bet that vanilla one tastes foul.
Oh, God, yeah, that's probably even worse, isn't it?
We got off easy. I mean, it seems ridiculous to say, but I think we got off easy.
Yeah. I would say one thing, and this, I found this quite upsetting, actually. I had looked back through the Facebook posts from recent months.
Mm.
No condolences for the Queen.
You're kidding.
No.
Not even an RIP?
Not even an RIP. They didn't even repost from someone else's RIP either.
Hmm.
It makes them look bad.
Yeah.
Petty.
The Queen loved the Falkland Islands, probably.
Probably. Probably didn't go there.
No, but it was nice to know that she had it.
Exactly. Nice to know you had it. Like an old jumper, which you never wear. It's never the right occasion, right situation for it, but... it's there.
Yep.
The referendum in 2013, 1,513 people voted to remain part of Britain, and 3 people voted no.
Okay.
So it'd be interesting to be one of those 3 people on a tiny island who voted no. But there's actually some details. I don't know where they got these details from, but it said it's possible that 1 of the 3 people voted no. So do they just go around and quiz all the no people? I wonder why so many few people voted no. Did so out of desire for full independence. There was 1 blank vote and 1 invalid vote each. The invalid vote came from someone who ticked the yes box and put a cross in the no one.
What a hero.
Yeah, great. So yeah, so come for the biscuits, stay for the highlights of the 2013 Falklands Island sovereignty referendum.
So there's so little to say about the biscuits themselves that we're just talking about Falkland Islands and what they get up to there.
It's all good content, and it's actually an interesting place because it's actually ranked 5th in the world in terms of GDP per capita, which compares to 23rd in the world for Great Britain and probably falling fast as well.
Mm-hmm.
Produces high quality sheep wool, which is strange. You think with all the wolves there wouldn't be that many sheep. That's curious.
They're not just I assume they're not just allowing the sheep to wander off into the wilderness where all the wolves are. The wolves are in the wilderness.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not in the densely populated, because that's the thing. You don't go where the people are. You make your own way on your own path.
Right.
In the wilderness.
Okay.
It's like being a rebel, you know? You're not going with the crowd.
Okay. Do you think wolves are rebelling? Why are they on their own?
Because they don't need anyone else.
Okay.
Just like I don't need
Would they not like someone else?
No,
I don't think they'd have a better time?
I think they've learned through experience, maybe say, just for an example, a close friend that they thought they had who then abandoned them.
Mm-hmm.
And they sort of learned from that to sort of harden their hearts and realize that, you know, maybe they are better off alone and they don't need anyone else because you know, other people just bring pain and sadness.
I hate to say this, David, but I think I think the Golden Foods, Argentinian CIA PSYOP and these biscuits is working on us. I feel awful. I came into this being pre-hope, being open to hope.
Yeah.
Open to hoping.
You kept saying that, open to hope.
Open to hoping.
Yeah.
But
I kept asking you to stop and you wouldn't.
Now I feel like I'm post-hope again. I just feel like I'm in a pit of despair.
And you think that's the biscuits' fault?
100% the biscuits' fault. What else could it be? That's the only thing that's changed in the past 3 hours that we've been recording. I just don't know how I'm going to get out of this. I think I was an idiot just thinking that a costume would change me. Let me just read some more about the Falkland Islands.
Okay.
According to naturalist Will Wagstaff, the Falkland Islands are a very social place and stopping for a chat is a way of life. Well, that sounds pretty good.
Okay.
Sounds pleasant. Wagstaff describes local cuisine as very British in character, with the use made of homegrown vegetables, local lamb, mutton, beef and fish. Between meals are homemade cakes and biscuits with tea or coffee. Holy crap. I think maybe that's the answer.
Wait, are you saying what I think you're saying?
I think maybe we should move to the Falkland Islands. This is perfect. This is a nice little community. No, they have tea and biscuits. No. It's a new start. It's a fresh start. And you can be a lone wolf there. You can be a lone wolf with the other Falkland Island wolves. I think this is a great idea. I think it's the best idea. And it means that fucking Golden Foods don't win with their provocative, belligerent biscuits. I bet you will not get Malvinas on Falkland Island.
You'd have Falkland Island biscuits.
Falkland
biscuits. Yep. So wait, so your solution to not being sure about who you are anymore is to run away to an island somewhere?
It's not running.
Okay, get on a boat.
it's changing, okay? It's changing. And you know what it is? You know what else it is? It's pre-hope.
It's not pre-hope.
It is.
This is, you're going back to the same place you were before.
No.
This is cyclical. You're just making the same mistakes over and over again.
No, this is a different mistake. This is different.
I can't believe I'm doing this, but I realized didn't compliment you enough on your costume. I think it was a good costume.
Oh.
I really liked it. And I'm jealous.
Oh, really?
I wish I'd thought of it, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, why? Yeah. Because it's just such a great idea being a Franciscan monk, the humbleness and the humility, caring about other people, being open to new experiences. Yeah. I really like the whole thing. You know, I think maybe I wasn't positive enough and that's why you're kind of spiraling a bit. And you know, that's on me. It's my fault.
Oh, man. Thanks. Yeah, I do feel a bit better, actually. Thank you. Okay, I think maybe we can finish this thing then. Should we just review it for biscuitness?
Yeah, together.
Okay, full unity. On three, say your score, okay?
For biscuitness.
Biscuitness,
we're already doing biscuit. Okay.
Yeah, okay. One, two, three.
One.
There we go! It's absolutely terrible. This is not a biscuit. This is not recognizable as a biscuit in any form. It's disgusting. It does not give you a moment of pleasure. It just makes you have a moment of, oh, this is a bit weird, and then just regret, which is the worst thing to have from a biscuit.
I think it all comes down to comfort. That's what a biscuit's about, right? It's a moment of comfort. What could be less comforting than the unknown? And that's what these biscuits represent. They're a complete mystery. We don't know anything about them. They are a completely bizarre shape.
Mm-hmm.
They look different to other biscuits. They taste different to other biscuits. The packaging is strange. These are a very unfamiliar, unknowable, untamable biscuit.
Do you know what? I'm going to say this a bit quietly. Do you know what I'm kind of feel like these biscuits are? Mm. Say this quietly.
Okay.
Like, if you asked an AI to make some biscuits, this is what it would make. It's kind of like, there's elements of biscuit in it, but it's really fucking weird and not meant for human consumption. Maybe this isn't the Argentinian CIA. Do you know who this might be behind this? Bill Gates. Yeah.
God, I hadn't even thought of that. This is an AI biscuit. Do you think we should ask ChatGPT what she thinks about?
God, no. She might be in on it.
Why would she be? Oh, because she's an AI.
What are you two talking about?
What?
We're just talking about the biscuitness of the biscuit. Well, I think we should probably wrap this up now and look at a couple of flights to the Falkland Islands.
We're still doing that.
Yeah, we're all in, David.
Oh, I thought we weren't going to do that because You remember I spoke about like how I liked your costume and stuff?
Yeah, that was really nice. I liked it, but you're still coming to the Falkland Islands with me. The Falklands is the place to be. You know as well as I do, the UK's over, it's done, it's a busted flush. Let's start over in the Falkland Islands.
We don't need to go somewhere else. We can make a home here. You and me, and ChatGPT as well, we're a pack. It's time for me to step away from this life on this road, this lonesome road, as a loner, lonesome, lonest wolf.
Yeah, yeah.
And join the pack. And together, this show is my pack. You know, this is how we survive. And that's what we do. Yeah. We you talk about hope and pre-hope and post-hope and all of this kind of stuff. The important thing is that we're still here.
Exactly.
And we're still able to ask these questions and pursue these dreams because we're here, and we're here because we survive.
Right.
That's what being a Falkland Islands wolf is all about. It's about survival.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, okay. I think this can work.
Yeah, so we don't have to go to the Falklands.
Oh, that's really good.
We're just concentrating on the show.
My credit card is maxed out.
Yeah.
Okay, right then. Well, here's to the wolf pack.
And here's to the wolf pack, baby.
To the Falkland Island wolves. ChatGPT, tell us, how are the wolves getting on in the Falkland Islands?
The Falkland Islands wolf, also known as Dusicyon australis, the foolish dog of the south, was a tame dog-like creature that was extremely easy to kill. In 1876, it went completely extinct.
Okay.
Fuck.
You've been listening to the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, please take a moment to leave 5 stars and a review on Apple Podcasts or your podcast platform of choice.
You can also support the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review podcast on Patreon at patreon.com/definitelyhuman.
I'm David Price, he's David Knight, and we'll be back next month to review Tim Tams. And remember, hope is not dead. Have a great month.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.